We could all use some new music to get us through these challenging times. So we want to tell you about a new album by the singer JoJo. You may remember she had a few hits in the early 2000s like Leave, Get Out, and Too Little, Too Late. Now she's out with a new album called Good to Know. When we caught up with her, she told us about one of the songs on the album. It's called Man.
I've been down, but I'm back. The title might be a little deceiving because it's really not about wanting a man, needing a man, finding a man. It's much more about getting comfortable on your own and realizing what it is that you bring to the table, how much joy and, you know, how much you can provide for yourself, and that there's going to be no settling this time around. Well, damn, I'm gonna need it's feeling confident, sexy, capable, and knowing that I'm really cool being single right now until I, you know, meet my match. Yeah, I know that he's out there who won't step up to the plate, cause I ain't about the game, yeah. I made this album from where I was at, and I was on a journey. One of wanting to accept myself and not keep running away from being alone or getting to know myself. And this album is just, it's representative of my inspirations, my patterns, my fantasies, and what makes me feel good. You know, I was kind of a casualty of some industry things that were out of my control and some bad business, and I really hated feeling so powerless. And in this album and on this journey and like through the writing of it, I found my voice, I found my power.
You have to live in the present, Joe. The thing that gets you in trouble and gets you thinking negatively and depressed is living in the past.
I wrote Proud about my mom. And that's what you hear on the voice note, actually.
All we have is the present, just the present. So just let your higher power work through you. He's inside of you. That's love.
My mom has become a sage in my life. I think that to be able to meet each other now as two women who have had different life experiences and, you know, who are very different people, but still obviously, you know, we're family. That's my mom, I'm her daughter. But we're able to see each other and help each other heal and grow. And it's been a really amazing experience. She actually just moved out to LA where I live from Boston, where we're from. And she's living with me right now. And, you know, quarantining with her has been so incredibly healing. Like we're doing some deep diving, unpacking a lot of things, and ooh, it's deep. And I'm very lucky. I don't take it for granted. It's always just been she and I. I'm an only child, and my dad passed away a few years ago. So I appreciate her more than ever.
Thank you for keeping me all.
My connection with my fans has been central to my survival, not only as an artist in this game, but as a person. It really has fueled me and given me confidence and courage. So to not be able to get out and like energetically exchange with them in that same way is just,
It's just different, but everybody is going through this adjustment, and you know, our industry is having to adapt and be like water. I've just been thinking a lot about how we all need to be like water right now and go with the flow and maybe take different shape, but still be true to ourselves. You know, water can be ice, it can be vapor, but it's still water. And I think that that's just something I've been kind of meditating on. But I know how tough a time this is for so many people, especially industries that are hit super hard, you know, people who have careers or are just building themselves up in music or entertainment, and it's very uncertain. But I would say that investing in yourself and in developing new skills in this time is going to be a worthy investment. It won't be like this forever. Don't lose your light. You know, we need your art. Just hold on, you know. I think the key is to not give up. Life is the occasion,
party till the sun's coming out again. That was singer JoJo talking about her new album, Good to Know, which is out now. You can listen to more from the album and read excerpts from JoJo's interview on our website, npr.org.